Oh, look who showed up. It doesn't give you the first question, though.
I don't get the first question.
You can't just show up and
expect. I
see you pushed Joe four rows back. Joe, do you want the first question? All right, let's go.
Oh, it's like basically.
Whoa.
Wow. Out of nowhere.
First 36 minutes really kind of outplayed for the most part by Toronto, but Hedy gets that one goal, and then you probably, when you're better, fair to say, one of your better third periods of the season, if not the best.
All right, I don't know which part of. Let me just go on a little rant and see if it answers anything. I can't sit here and say, did they have maybe a little bit better of the play? Mm-hmm. I would say yes, but I would say a lot of that we did to ourselves. And when you're going to do that, and if you're going to turn pucks over, and you're going to have to try, and we kind of played the game a little bit slow in the beginning against a good team, you're going to give up chances, and that's what we did. We started fine. First 8 minutes was, I don't think, 10 minutes, whatever, nothing went on in the game. And then we just got back into our, we've got to make 18 passes all the way down the ice, and we got a little bit of trouble. But the one thing is, obviously, that the first goal is a big one. But in the room, everybody, I don't know, the vibe in the room was really good after two. And everybody in the room was like, this extremely winnable game. And they came out and played a really, really responsible third period. And, it's going to say we had three goals, but we just did a lot of good things, because in the end we limited them to six shots. And I don't remember giving up really much of a chance the whole time. But the big part was killing off that penalty with like 9 minutes left in the third. And especially when we'd been struggling a little bit in our PK. And so I think that gave our team a lot of life, and we're fortunate we took it home.
How maddening is it as a coach that when you keep feeding the other team with the turnovers that you kept having for the first couple of periods, then they come out and play a third like that?
Yeah, it's, this group's been together, and it's for some time now. There's a lot of steps we've taken here to get where we are right now, and we've been used to scoring goals, but in the end it was about, we got to limit the chances we've been giving up. And I'll be honest, you're looking, we gave up three tonight, and we've but in our last, if you take away that one power play in the third period against Edmonton, the 5-on-3, and then it was like the prolonged, we were short and they got those chances. We've played really, really well in our end for the most part. We haven't given up a ton of chances, and that's something internally we've been building on. Now it's just stretching our game to a full responsible 200 feet, and we did that in the third period today.
After the Boston game the other night and then fall behind 3-0, how much just confidence-wise that it means something to come back to this game?
Well, we've done that a few times this year, and that's the thing with us. I don't think we lack in that department. It's how you get, it's kind of that process of playing, the third period we had tonight, but playing that way for three periods. And we just haven't, we haven't done it as much as we possibly liked, obviously. But the one thing is you have to defend well. And that's what I've liked about what's gone on with us of late, is we've been defending pretty well. The penalty kill's taken steps. Unfortunately, they gave up one with, we killed pretty much that whole thing off, and then they scored on it. And so it gets a little frustrating, but that's the part that we have to keep, that positive with your guys, that confidence in, hey, listen, we're doing a lot of good things. And then that carried on until the third period penalty kill, where they were great. And, it's just building these guys up and them understanding what it takes to win. And that's, they showed it in third tonight.
So there was no, worried about fragile psyches or anything like that?
I don't know. It's 82 games. So I think he pulled the 31 coaches and stood them up here. I don't think one of them is going to say, oh, my God, our team has been confident for all 82 games. What I do know is this group has found a way. And, you know, we've, the one thing they didn't do is, you know, they haven't gone on big prolonged losing streaks, and I mean, we haven't gone on massive winning streaks, but, you know, it's, we've won more than we've lost. And I think that's a sign of a group that when it's time to dig in, they dig in. And for the most part this year, they've really done that. But as I said, we're building, you know, steps to so we're playing our best hockey a couple weeks from now, and we like what we saw tonight.
Coop Sorelli had another strong game today.
Yeah.
What about his game that really had since?
Well, he got thrust into a big situation today when Callahan went down, and so he had to play more minutes. But it's, we don't throw them out, you know, like Halloween candy. It's, you got to earn your minutes, and he was doing that all over the place. And he's, you know, you kind of go when you get your first taste of the league, you're kind of running on adrenaline, but then reality sets in, and then the grind sets in. And but he's kind of found a way to, you know, we've limited his minutes, and you give him a little bit more, and he's just taken advantage of it. He's been really good.
Any update on Callahan at all? Anything?
No. I can't sit here and say where he's at for now, but you know, I'm probably not going to be on this trip. I can't sit here and say that for sure. So hopefully it's not that long.
You mentioned how the team digs down deep when it's kind of time to do it. Does that kind of display Vasilevskiy too? You know, he sets a franchise record for wins tonight, and he gives up three, but he didn't give up four.
Well, that's how you get 41 wins. And you got to be able to shut the door when it needs to be shut. And you're sitting here staring up, it's 3-0, and you know, what did they get? You know, they scored a 6-on-5, a 5-on-4, and another one off a, you know, tough turnover. But as I said, there wasn't, that group felt we could win the game. The thing is, you can't give up another one. Now you're in trouble. But, and he didn't. And probably a big reason why he's got the wins he has.
Coop, you talk about playing better in your end. How much of that has to do with McDonough coming in and kind of settling
well,
in?
It's tough for anybody, especially you come to a new team and new system. And but in the end, he hadn't played in a month, and you can just see each game he's getting better, more confident. And how big was that goal to score in the first couple minutes of the third period? And he's, you'd have to sit here and say he's been a little bit of a stabilizing influence back there, and I think, you know, it's just helped everybody as a whole, and he's, you know, he's been a really good guy for us.
You clinched a playoff spot already, and you've been in first place for most of the year. I think it's probably easy for some guys mentally to think, let's get towards the playoffs, let's get this thing rolling so far. I mean, the emotion the guy showed in the third, the guy said it's like a playoff type of game. How much can that kind of lock guys in a little bit more in the next 9 games?
Well, we have a pretty decent record this year, and you, to get to that point, you've probably done some good things during the year. You know, sometimes you have to take a step back and think, okay, it's 82 games, and it's tough league to win. It's a grind, and you just got to stay at it. And as I said before, that this group's found a way, and sometimes it's not always been pretty, but in the end, like I said, you walked in that room in the third, and you know, you might have thought we were up instead of down, and that's what I liked about the group. But you know, the stakes are just going to keep getting amped up, and you know, who knows? Like, we may face these guys. You there's so many positions open. You just can't take anything for granted. You just got to get your game going, and wherever you land, you're going to play. But like I said, there was a lot of positive taken tonight.
Thank you.
Excuse
me.
Yeah.
Pretty intense play. It's pretty intense play.
10:30.
Yeah. Thank you.